That is the music of singer-songwriter Grantley Phillips. This is a man with an impressive resume. With his former band, Grantley Buffalo, he toured with R.E.M., The Cranberries, Pearl Jam, and Smashing Pumpkins, among others. He's written music for movies and TV. He's been a guest on late-night shows like The Tonight Show and David Letterman. And in 1995, Rolling Stone named him Male Vocalist of the Year. But possibly his coolest gig was playing the town troubadour on Gilmore Girls. His latest album is Walking in the Green Corner, and he'll be performing at the Miners Foundry in Nevada City Friday evening. Grantley Phillips, great to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right, so I got to ask you that first question. How fun was it being the town troubadour for Gilmore Girls?
Oh, man, it was great. It was really great. You know, what a bunch of great people. And, I think a lot of folks actually kind of discovered me. There was a whole generation of viewers that discovered my whole thing through the Gilmore Girls, you know.
Did they let you choose your songs? Did they tell you, we need this sort of thing?
Well, you know, often they would say, here's the situation, here's the scene, what do you think? And I'd say, you know what song, you know. And then sometimes they had favorites and they would come to me. And then sometimes there were songs that they asked me to play just, I don't know, to test me. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, and some really strange cover songs that...
It fit the slightly odd,
It was great, though.
Yeah. Terrific. Right, well, we're reading your bio, and it says, you grew up in Stockton, and your bio says you cut your teeth as a comic, actor, singer, magician, as a kid in a Stockton vaudeville revival house. Okay, you got to tell us about that. How old were you when you started?
Oh, goodness. I was probably about 10 or 11 when I began to perform my magic show around Stockton. And my mom is actually with me here today in the studio. She's my mother and my roadie. And she handles all the big gear.
I noticed you're carrying all of your amps in when you're walking in.
But back in those days, she was helping me to carry my doves around in cages. And then I got a job out at Pollardville, which was this, I don't know if you recall, it was a great oil derrick with a chicken up on the top.
I remember that, yeah.
And it was there all throughout, the 70s, right. 80s, and that's where I really, cut my teeth, as you say.
And so you were a small kid at that point.
I was probably one of the youngest performers who began to work in what was essentially a nightclub every Friday and Saturday night, and then I'd work in the ghost town on the weekends doing gunfights and sort of stunts that I had taught myself, and I'm still kind of feeling those aches and pains today. But it was a great way to check out a lot of the different things that I might find myself doing, Yeah.
But you rounded out towards music. At what point did that take over everything?
Well, I was given a guitar as a Christmas present from my parents when I was 13, and pretty much from the time I learned the first chord, I began writing songs. And by the time I moved to LA in like 83, something like that, I think I was probably a full-fledged songwriter. I didn't really know it at that point. I was just someone who was writing a lot of songs.
And you went through the phase with a very popular band and then on your own. How different is it being out on your own?
Well, it can be a little lonelier, I suppose, but there's a lot of freedom to, creatively. I can kind of follow my muse to write the kind of songs and produce the kind of records that I feel like making, It's a little bit more organized to do it as a band.
Right. Well, we had you in our studio just a few minutes ago recording the title song on your album, Walking in the Green Corn. So let's listen to where your music has led you now.
Blow away black tornado, blow away troubled sky, blow away disappointment and all the worried days gone by. Ready for the crops to ripen, leaving all the rest behind. Welcome that sun, looking forward to better times. Walking in green corn, walking in fields so high, walking in the green corn fly. blow away the dust forever, tear up those seeds of doubt, blow away and roll on out like some dark cloud. Been a long time a-coming, been a long time for sure. Welcome out, harvest, got a world worth waiting for. Walking in green corn, walking in fields so high, walking in the green corn of life. Blow away twisted horn, scatter on home, swear you won't come round no more. Ready for the crops to ripen, leaving all the worst behind. Welcome out rain, looking forward to better times. Walking in green corn, walking in fields so high, walking in the green corn of life, walking in the green corn, walking in fields so high, walking in the green corn of life. Walking in the green corn of life.
That was Grant Lee Phillips' title track from his new album, Walking in the Green Corn. And that had, besides having a resonant music sound, it was an emotional song. I mean, the sound of it and the words of it really sort of move you. And is that something you aim at? Do you think I'm making this song to try to get people to feel, or are you just playing music that moves you?
I think it's the latter. It has to move me for me to see it through. You know, to write the song, that's a challenge. You know, because you can't really manufacture that type of thing. You know. It's not just rhymes or rhythms. It's the way the whole thing comes together, you know?
Right, right.
But it's nice when it does, though.
Yeah. I think I saw a quote from you at one point where you said, you do your best work when you're not paying attention.
Yeah, and when others aren't paying attention to me as well.
And what does that mean? You're just off on your own, or how does that work for you?
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, if I go on a walk or a drive, then I'm kind of, you know, the background processing takes place,
right,
I guess, you know,
right.
Like on the computer.
Right.
Yeah, when I'm not really thinking about it, when I'm not trying so hard, then a song will come to me quite often.
And if you're out on, say, on a walk and a song comes to you, do you like turn around and run home?
I used to call home and sing that song into my answering machine. That's the songwriter's trick. But now I've got the iPhone.
Right, of course.
You know, it's a great dictaphone. And however you can get it down, though, that's for sure. It's always when you don't have the phone or the recorder, that's the best stuff, you know, or the song that you dream, right?
Right.
It's like that, you dream this great movie script. This is so great. I'll never forget this. And you can't remember.
Sometimes it's best that we forget the things that we thought were brilliant
right.
when we were dreaming.
True.
I would like to have, if you had saved your old answering machine's tape, you might be able to sell that for a lot of money. You know, the New York Times, I think, said about your latest album that you've shown that rock can still be heroic.
Oh, wow.
Which is a nice line.
I hadn't heard that, but that's really nice.
Does that resonate with you?
Boy, sure, I'll take that.
Yeah,
it's a
good line. But I mean, does it feel to you like my reaction to that, to Walking in the Green Corn, was a bit of that reaction? Was, you know, there was something noble about it, and I'm not even exactly sure why. And I go back to that question: is that it may just be something that happens to you at a sort of a sub awareness level? That line about rock being heroic, does that resonate in kind of what you think about your music?
I think there's something heroic in the way that each and every one of us manage to survive and overcome and pick it all up again, you know, every day, every minute, you know. I feel like this album is really about simplicity. It's trying to find some peace and some meaning in the midst of all of this craziness, you know.
Something we could probably all use. Grant Lee Phillips will be performing Friday night at the Miners Foundry in Nevada City. His latest album is Walking in the Green Corn. We have links to his website and to tickets on our website at capradio.org/insight. Grant Lee Phillips, thanks for joining us, and thanks for being the town troubadour, Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, you
girls.
Got it.
We
Thank
love
you.
That. You are listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Coming up, Nick Bruner, sound advice, and more music, including all those songs you hear between stories on NPR. We'll be right back.
A van